I mean, they were outstanding. You can't take it away from Stade France. Say that is a top quality international team, and they were absolutely superb. We couldn't really touch them. On the other hand, we did say at half time, you can make teams look better than they are, and I think we were a little bit responsible for doing that. I think we've a lot of players have had a week or two off, and the game against Parma last week was not, again, it's a bit easy, and suddenly you're hit with Stade France. They were full of internationals and they played superbly well. So I don't think we were quite at the races, as they say, in the first 40 minutes. But we said in the second half, at half-time, the aim was to try and win the second half at the very least, if not win the game. And I thought in the second half was a really, really spirited performance. And the last 2 weeks, we'd spent the last two weeks we're working heavily on our attack. And for me, that was some of our best attack, I thought, in that second half, and everybody played their part. It was some wonderful rugby, scored a great try, could have scored another couple more, and I was actually very heartened by that. And the dressing room, whilst we're disappointed we've lost that game, you can tell that it's still a bit of excitement in there, because they know that they've made a bit of progress with the attacking game, and they all enjoyed that second half. We lost the second half 12-7, so we still lost that second half as well, but it was a much closer affair, and all the replacements that came on did very well. You know, we had young James Curry, a tight end, playing against Ron Cero, and he just held him like a rock, you know, and George Port on the other side of the loose head as well. You know, some of those boys really stepped up. To Ollie Frost at 9 played very well. So I was a little bit concerned in the last 20 minutes to bring some of those young lads on, but to their credit, you know, we put Ollie Frost on against Byron Kelleher, you know, an All Black, and he got an Ollie Frost from where is he from? Erevan. I knew he was, really. Phil Davis said in my ears, oh my goodness, here we go. You know, they made a change with Byron Keller, took Dupuy and a French international off, put Byron Keller on, and Ollie Frost went on. And Ollie Frost looked like the international player on there, you know. So all credit to them, really. I'm actually delighted with the performance, if not the result.
It also gives you gives the players that benchmark that they've got to achieve if they want to play against these teams in the Heineken Cup. That's the sort of standard you have to achieve, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think we gave them a couple of soft tries today, and although they were good, we'd be disappointed if that was a league match and we conceded those tries. You know, they took a quick tap penalty and we were half asleep and they scored in the corner. We should never have allowed that. And there was a couple of soft ones in the second half where they got through a couple of tackles, which I know if it came to a league match, if we'd concentrated on defence, which we will do in the league match, that wouldn't happen. So, you know, if you look at what we did at the front end with the attack, because we have concentrated on the attack, as we lead into Sale, we'll have to work on the attack but also bolt back that defence, and Phil Larder will come in to make sure that's tight again. If we can get the two together now, then we are going to be some team, and I think if we put the two together, Stade France will still be a better team, but we're not going to be that far away from it.